is a patron saint of the show.
She is, yeah, she is the show's goddess. That was Angela Gossow, leading Arch Enemy with Under Black Flags We March off of Chaos Legions. Before that, we had Pussy Riot with Make America Great Again. That was off the EP they threw together after Trump's election last year. It may have been before that. I don't really remember. But anyway, parody of that phrase. And before that, we had Brujeria from Mexico with Viva Presidente Trump. And we kicked off that little...
Very specific.
Yes. And then before we kicked off that little block with Dead Kennedys, Nazi Punks F Off, off of their In God We Trust Inc. EP.
Great song.
And with that, we're going to do a quick break here for the Melrose Police Blotter, because Melrose is a scary place. Actually, there's a pretty problematic blotter incident this week. So first of all, you got caught, because on January 9th, 7:10 a.m., resident on Main Street reported someone went in the yard, walked up to the basement door, and urinated. Unit
Damn
clear.
It. I knew it.
The Melrose Heat marking their territory there.
You'll never catch me. Allegedly.
No, so,
I didn't do that.
Melrose,
I didn't do that. I just want to put that out there.
We got to talk about some things. Because first of all, we've had some... I mean, obviously, there's dumb calls all the time. But this call gets very specific.
Here we go.
January 12th, 8:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Report of a suspicious black male with dreadlocks wearing a white sweatshirt and jeans delivering...
Why would he wear that?
Delivering Domino's pizza doorknob flyers to some houses, but not others.
Interesting.
Unable to locate.
Interesting.
Are you serious, Maris?
What kind
what are you
of
doing?
Sweater?
A suspicious black male with dreadlocks wearing a white sweatshirt and jeans.
Yeah.
You had a problem with how they were distributing Domino's pizza doorknob flyers?
To every other house? Some houses? Those aren't flyers.
Who is this person?
That's drugs.
That is, that's a bad look, Melrose. That's
what do you
a bad
say,
look.
Man? This is the old racist grandma's in Melrose. I'm sorry. Whatever.
All right.
Also, keep your Domino's flyers away from my house. I only go to one pizza place in Melrose.
We go to different pizza places,
that's
I think.
That's true. We go to different
There's
pizza places.
There's a source of great discord. I don't know if we can really get into it here because we can't.
There'll be physical violence across
the
street.
Where do you go?
These days, I'm going strictly to Melrose House of Pizza.
That's it?
Oh, you said you? I thought you were Jerry's guy.
No, for subs.
Oh, for subs.
But Jerry's never open.
That's true.
Like, sometimes it's open when I don't want a sub. And then when I do want a sub, I call and nobody picks up and I drive past and there's nobody there. I'm like, Jerry.
It's so weird.
What are you doing? But anyway.
Pizza.
Melrose House Pizza.
Pizzagate.
Part of the Greek pizza houses.
Maybe the lady thought he was in a Pizzagate.
Come on, Melrose. All right. What date was this? This is January 13th, the next day. 12:29 p.m., police spoke with residents who did not like employees working in the Dexter Road area.
What?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Like construction guys or something?
Would be my guess. But there's no details.
They
say some. It's probably a reason why they didn't like him.
I don't like him working.
But Dexter Road.
Where is
relax.
That?
You know.
Where is Dexter Road?
Melrose has a lot of potholes right now. It's really pissing
it
me off. And they ain't doing anything about them.
I want those guys to work more.
Yeah.
If that's their
name. What's
doing?
The name? Yeah, get on that. Fix the potholes in Melrose, because it's outrageous.
You're going to call it the mayor on the air?
Yeah, I'm blanking on his name right now. But anyway, we got to file papers so we can run for mayor and co-mayor.
Yeah.
1:50 on the same day, report of a suspicious woman in glasses dancing inside a house on Sylvan Street. Unfounded.
I knew it.
Who the hell calls the police about somebody dancing inside the house?
Inside of their own house.
What are you doing?
How are they dancing, though?
Yeah.
Maybe evilly? In an evil way?
It could have been like a... Yeah,
sorry,
unless
this is
like Paranormal Activity 5.
She was dancing 4 feet above the ground. I don't understand that at all.
Melrose, get it together, Melrose. Seriously. This is
dancing in the house? Man, people are bored. Or something.
I don't even know.
People are just bored and weird.
Yep. All right, so that was fun.
Dancing in the house.
Now we're going to play some more music, and then we'll be back with Brutal or Not Brutal. The great segment this week that everybody's waiting for.
Mm.
Probably do that sometime around 9:30. But first, here is a band, a little band from the UK. They like to call themselves Napalm Death.
Yeah, they do.
We're going to go with When All Is Said and Done off their album Smear Campaign. And hear it now. I'm Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live.
Don't call the police on the pizza man. Jesus.
Don't call police on pizza men or people dancing inside the house.
Or like guys fixing potholes.
Yeah.
What if they were fixing them?
Well, they may have been. Maybe that's why none of the potholes are fixed, because people keep calling the cops and be like, hey.
Here's the other side of the story that the people don't want you
gotta
to
hear both
that
sides.
They're putting babies into the potholes. That's the potholes are filled with babies.
That could very well be the explanation.
See? That's probably what it was.
Here's some Napalm Death.
lamenting in protest of visible police. Presence sponsor fear. Battalions of riot police with rubber bullet kisses. Baton courtesy service with a smile. Beyond the Staples Center, you can see America with its dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. A rush of words waiting to disperse upon your naked walls alive. A political call, the fall guy corn. We can't afford to be neutral on a moving train. Beyond the Staples Center, you can see America with its dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around.
To peace, war staring you in the face, dressed in black, with a helmet, fierce, trained and appropriate for the malcontents, for the disproportion malcontents. A little boy smiled, it'll all be well, and say a little boy smiled, it'll all be well. Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around.
Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around. Push the weak around. Push the weak around. Push the weak around. They like to push the weak around.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Come in hard, you come in hard.
Some Rob Zombie groove going on right now.
Yeah.
So, welcome back to Brewer Brunch.
You know, it's a crazy day when Matt plays Metallica.
It is, yeah. If you know my thoughts on them. But that was Metallica with Injustice for All, off the album Injustice for All. We kicked off that set with some Napalm Death, When All Is Said and Done, off Smear Campaign. Then we had System of a Down with Deer Dance, off Toxicity. Then we had a little PSA about consent there, which led into the song by White Lung called I Believe You. Off the album Deep Fantasy, that song's about I Believe You, as reference to believing a woman who says she was a victim of sexual assault. And then we had Metallica and Justice for All. All right. Are we ready for the...
Always.
The signature segment of the show. Let me get my Metalocalypse quotes queued up here.
I've been doing windmill punches in the background to get psyched.
Get warmed up. All right. Should we start slow?
Yeah.
Let's keep it in the metal realm for right now.
Okay.
Brutal or not brutal.
Oh, here we go.
Your boy Nurgle from the band Behemoth.
Yeah.
Great band.
It is.
Nurgle can be questionable sometimes, although he did beat cancer.
Yes.
So Nurgle.
And he was married to a Danish super pop star.
That's right. There you go.
There you go.
So he was doing like a little video interview where he was in a record store, like talking about the music he likes. And yeah. He was like, here's some baby metal. And he's like, nah, just kidding. I hate that stuff. If you like it, that's your problem. In his Polish accent. That was my Polish accent.
Pretty good.
So Nurgle, hating on baby metal. Brutal or not brutal?
Well, first, I got to do my breakdown. First of all, very exciting. Nurgle, Sumerian god of chaos and death. Excellent name. So on top of that, like, it's, I don't know. It's not brutal, man. Like, people should be able to like what they like. Like, I don't get the idea of, like, you don't like this genre, or like this band or that band, so you're not metal, you are. Like, it's just music. Like, it's.
Yeah, and people are like,
you can
well,
enjoy it or not.
They're not metal because they're a manufactured gimmick to make money.
They
it's
are.
It's like, you know what every metal band is trying to do? They're trying to make money.
Yeah, I would hope
and
so.
And they're trying to find a sound that you will listen to and buy.
Or like it's appreciative because that's their life, yeah. Is like making music. So to live, you need to make money. But on top of that, it's like.
The comma band, I always forget the name, this comma band. It was legit.
Yeah, but the fact that baby metal exists doesn't mean the Behemoth doesn't exist.
Right.
That's the thing that I think that a lot of fandom, and well, in all fandoms, but in this musical genre of fandom, that they don't understand. Like that, because that exists, that cheapens my, which I actually thought for a while, because I thought, is this a joke? Are they making fun of this? But whatever, man. Baby metal's fun. That song Karate's hilarious.
Oh, it's amazing. And they actually do a clip of Karate in the interview clip.
Oh, good.
And but yeah, and it's like, you can't whine about metal not being respected or not getting radio play or anything like that. It's like when you have a band with crossover appeal such as baby metal, where you have these non-metal people listening in who then may, who knows, maybe they'll listen to other stuff.
It'll
and then,
bring
like,
you in, man.
Then you get mad and be like, no, you can't like baby metal.
You know what got me into this genre of music was
we've talked about this, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it was Phantom of the Opera. So in case you're wondering, I mean, it's, you can come from anywhere. So mm-hmm. I don't know, make the net wider.
Not brutal, you know.
All right, let's...
Behemoth is good.
Step... Behemoth is... We'll still listen to Behemoth.
That's not a...
We're not going to boycott them.
Yeah, no, they're excellent.
All right. Obama, unfortunately no longer president, but he was doing what most presidents do at the last week of...
Bomb and Syrian.
...service, where they commute prison sentences or they pardon people, like Willie McCovey, pardoned by President Obama. But anyway, the big one... Big news of the past week or so. Chelsea Manning. Her sentence was commuted to essentially time served. She'll be released in May instead of 35 years or whatever the sentence was. Oof. For leaking unclear documents to WikiLeaks.
I know.
when she was in the army. And of course, since being incarcerated, she has gone through, she's transgendered. She's gone through transition, or she had to go through transition. So there's been a whole debate over that. About not like the gross debate about whether that's a mental illness or not, but like a debate over whether the military or the prison should pay for
that it was permitted because it was like a cruel and unusual.
Right. Well, then you go into the BS thing where she was put in solitary for quote unquote her own protection, which is proven to be very detrimental to whoever gets put in solitary. Multiple suicide attempts, but
a bit.
Now her sentence again was commuted, not pardoned, but she will be released in May.
Yep.
Brutal or not brutal?
So 7 years, right? Basically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 2010. It's one of those things, like, I heard the story, obviously, and I dig into it, and what's unclear still is, like, what was released is unclear, and I think at a certain point, like, we'll never be able to actually know. So it's hard to say. I mean, I'm not into exposing our military secrets to our enemy, but I don't know if that's exactly what was done. That said, she was tried and found, you know, I mean, like, went through the process, is being punished.
She didn't flee the country.
Didn't flee and run away to
an embassy or an airplane.
To the arms of our enemy. Obviously, I assume it's not just the president making this decision, that he has a team of advisors who said, here's exactly what happened and here's why the punishment here doesn't fit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not giving the benefit of the doubt to that extent. So, I mean, brutal, I suppose. I think that it also got some play. It's like a cheap pop for the LGBTQ community.
Oh, I mean, it's good. Like, going into the next administration, it's like the last thing. I mean, yeah. So ACLU has also obviously been pushing strongly
for
this.
Yeah.
Also pushing a little too strong, in my opinion, for Edward Snowden. Like,
yeah,
well, even if you fully are on board with him being pardoned and let back in the country, ACLU, I think, is, in my opinion, is going a little too hard on that one.
As a card-carrying member of the ACLU, I agree.
But anyway, so back to Chelsea Manning.
Yeah.
They're real brutal.
So that gets our stamp of approval. All right. Yesterday was the Women's March. Started off as a Facebook comment.
It did, yeah.
Back last year about marching on Washington the day after the inauguration, which then immediately blew up to like thousands of people sharing it and attending on Facebook, which then led to a bunch of events all over the world yesterday.
The
Women's March, not just on Washington, but Women's March everywhere, including in Boston, where we have disputed. I'm pretty sure it was 120,000 people was around
was
the estimated
lot.
Thing.
I'm throwing out in a big number.
You're talking about Chicago had 250.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
D.C. had, what, 500,000? L.A. had 750,000.
L.A. 750.
And then everywhere, like, even in states like the Dakotas.
Like in Italy, too. Like, just
Indianapolis,
everywhere.
Italy, Sydney, London. Yeah, all over the place.
Mexico.
So yeah, you can Prague, I think. So you can see photos all over the place. But yeah, one of the was it the biggest day of demonstrating ever?
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Peaceful demonstration, no one got arrested, nothing.
Many more people on the mall than there were the day before.
Many more people were on the lawn than they were the day before. I thought it was fantastic. My girlfriend went to it and her friends were there, and like, more like as a, it's almost like cathartic to say, like, you gotta listen to us, please, America. And I think that was an important part of yesterday, and I think that'll be important going forward to now, like, financially support the causes you believe in and get behind candidates that can win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a good, yesterday was an excellent start for that, for the continued process of engaging with with Joel Embiid, the process, and pushing forward and really getting strongly behind the causes you support financially.
Right.
And I think what's also fun about it, too, side bonus, is that Trump was probably super duper mad and sad about it on the inside, because I know he looks at that stuff and I know it makes him angry, because
it's under his skin.
Sean Spicer was out on that night saying, like, there was more people at the inauguration, blah, blah, blah. You can get like an immediate react. It's like it's like being as I am, like, I'd be essentially a troll or bully. If you react, I love it. I just love it if you react. So he reacts when you push him. So that's excellent.
Yep. And it was funny before Spicer came out there, like, all these jokes about, like, dude, first everyone's like, he just put up a photo of the inauguration crowd, so this is going to be a bad first press conference. So going back to the march, I think just the march, the visual was so striking with
it's
all the hats
visual.
And the sign. But just like the zoomed out, like, helicopter shots, because they're like in Boston, they're expecting 70,000 people, and they're like, whoops, there's double that amount.
Oh,
they can't even march anymore.
It was crazy.
Chicago was the first one to be, I mean, not shut down, but it was like the police were like, we can't classify this as a march anymore. It's a rally. And like, they didn't march, there's literally no room to move.
You couldn't march. It was like they basically stood in front of the common and kind of shuffled forward for two hours and maybe got maybe 30 or 40 feet.
My niece was there with her friends. She complained of a sore back.
Yeah.
But no, they were glad they went. We have now a sign hanging. So if you drive through Melrose,
I'm going to call the
police. See a sign hanging on the second floor. Yeah. It's the Shepherd Ferry Muslim woman.
Oh, yeah. Because
he did those three new signs. Like in the, like that Obama.
Yeah.
Hope.
Believe me.
So yeah, my niece wants us to be known as the liberal family. I'm like, you know, there's a lot of those in Melrose, right?
I mean, apparently not.
Apparently they're not.
The police on the pizza man. Not.
Especially if you go from some of the student.
I was gonna say thinking. I'm gonna drive by your house and call the cops and say unusual sign at house? ?
And what was else I gonna say about that? But yeah, like you said, it's like a starting point because
it's a good starting point.
Don't just march for a day. And then call. I mean, there's like the longer term things, like you have the midterm elections, like go vote
midterms
in midterms.
2018, get out there.
But
also, like, candidates get out there. Like, there needs to be better choices.
Yeah, I mean, you had that at least in Boston. I mean, you had Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
You had the newly fired up Marty Walsh because your boy Tito Jackson is going to be running against
him. Tito Jackson is my boy. He follows me on Twitter.
Yep, there you go. Some decent celebrity speeches. Like, Scarlett Johansson's was all about.
Was it?
Because it wasn't like, rah, I'm a celebrity, let's do things, like kind of Ashley Judd was.
Yeah.
Hers was like, it was almost like a letter to Ivanka Trump about supporting women's rights.
Okay.
Very calm, very well-spoken speech.
I liked Cher's take on Sean Spicer.
Yeah. All sorts of good stuff coming out of yesterday. So, yes, this is an obvious one.
They're real brutal.
Yeah, good job.
Yes.
Good job, everybody. Good
this,
work out there.
Show was partly dedicated to that march yesterday, and then the main event, which we've referenced, we dedicated the Dead Kennedy song to this man earlier.
But your boy, kissing fingertips.
Your boy, Richard Spencer. The dapper, handsome neo-Nazi.
With his stupid undershave.
The head of the alt-right, according to Mother Jones.
His peppy
That was just an embarrassing string of stories that came out about him. Because he's not a skinhead. He's not an old white guy. He doesn't look the part of, you know, a neo-Nazi, for lack of a better term.
Everything
even
he says
though
and does.
Neo-Nazis kind of do hate him. But yeah, he is which is almost like more insidious because he can appeal to certain people. He's well-spoken.
Yeah.
He attempts to use logical arguments for his very racist views and fascist
views. It's crazier,
views.
Right? It's almost crazier
it's
to say,
yeah.
I read books and that also proves that I'm right as opposed to some maniac who's like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Like, at least like where, you know, boom, black and white, I could see it. This guy's a scumbag and I was so pleased
at
to
the
see
inauguration.
That
if you haven't seen this yet, you can see many versions of this. You can see the original video.
Mm.
You can see his periscoped concern that came out later, which I got about 30 seconds into and couldn't deal with his voice.
What a baby.
And then it has been remixed many, many times.
Yeah.
It's going to become a meme within a meme.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what happened was he was on the street corner during the inauguration on Friday. Obviously,
in
there
DC?
Were the protests going on in D.C.
Okay.
He was being interviewed. And essentially, he got punched in the face by a protester, by a mass protester. But what makes it so much better is the timing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he gets it. The interviewer asks about the pin he's wearing, and the pin happens to be a pin of Pepe the Frog.
Yes.
And he gets very, very excited when he's asked about Pepe the Frog.
Pepe is like a thing.
Which is a 4chan meme, which has been co-opted by the alt-right and has been deemed a racist, a symbol of hate by the Anti-Defamation League.
Well, they think that he's Kek, the Egyptian god of chaos.
So, yeah, he has been very... So then you see, like, the anarchy memes of, like, somebody beating Pepe up and Pepe crying.
Yes.
Anyway, so he starts to explain who Pepe is, which is a meme, and then he immediately gets clocked in the face by his protester on camera.
By the way, sad for the guy who actually drew the frog.
Oh, he's very sad.
Nothing to do with
he's
this.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Pepe meme was hilarious.
It's so good.
Back in the day.
Anyway.
But, yeah, so...
I love
the face. Obviously, you had... Well, so, one of the things I don't understand about the so-called resistance, you know, to Trump and that ideology, any conservative ideology, is you have, like, the Antifas, and you have, the Tucker. By the way, anarchism is not breaking windows. Anarchism is an entire political philosophy, which we won't delve into right now.
It means the lack of government.
Their big thing is personal property.
Yep.
They don't believe there should be personal property. But anyway,
disagree.
So you have these, like, radicals or... "quote unquote," violent protesters.
Conservative,
but then you
radicals?
Have like liberals.
Okay, liberal.
No, so then you and they're like mad at each other because liberals are like, "Oh, you don't,
oh, yes.
don't break windows and don't punch people," and then the anarchists are like, "Oh, liberals are babies, and like there were memes. It's like, oh, when a liberal hears a window broke, and it's like a dude on the beach, like, all sad. And it's like, stop arguing with each other. Yeah. This is one of the, like, splintering so much. But anyway, so yes, there's been a little bit of a liberal outcry saying, don't do violence.
I think the reaction to this thing was, look, I'm not out here saying punch people, like, don't punch people. But the it happened. And so the outcry was, for me, was laughter, just pure laughter and joy, clapping.
Because of who it was, what his views are, the timing.
The timing. He's fine. Like, the guy jumped in the air to get, he got him with like a Roman Reigns Superman punch.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get any power out of that, honestly. But what's funny is, like, people were like, this is what the neo-Nazis want. This is what the white separatists want. They want violence. And at a certain point, it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Engage with him in reasoned debate? And my analogy...
Continue using scathing witticisms, as Ashley Feinberg put it.
But my analogy that I would draw to the situation is, like, I'm not going to convince this guy of anything. There's no amount of argument I could do with him that would convince him of anything, because he's crazy. Like, it's similar to saying, like, well, my dog peed on the floor, so I'm going to engage with him in a dialogue as to why you shouldn't do that. Like, I don't do that. I just spray him with the can of air, and I say no, and I put his nose in it and put him outside. That's kind of the equivalent here. Like, it's not... There are people who I know who voted for Trump who I could have a conversation with and try to get to the bottom of those views, and maybe I would change their mind on some topics. Not that guy. Like, he's not part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
You can't normalize it. Like, there's a big... People aren't...
That was
like,
the thing, right?
You can't shift things to normalize that rhetoric.
That's not rhetoric.
That, like,
you could say, I want lower taxes, but if you're like, all white people should live in one country, like, no, those are not equivalent conversations.
Right. And, yeah, and then it goes too, like, everyone's like, oh, we're ready to fight now. It's like, you're going to fight with some petitions? Like, you got 2 years until the midterm election starts, so you got to do stuff for that. But, like, what are you going to do in the meantime? You can't just keep posting memes.
Can't keep posting memes, but I will.
And, again, it's not... You got to realize, if you're going to espouse these views and go on camera giving Sieg Heil salutes and things like that...
You should get
there's
going
to be some repercussions.
You should get slapped.
So...
I'm not advocating for slapping people, but slap them.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
That's what we'll give that.
Slap his little undershave off.
That's what a good... That was just, again, just embarrassing what Mother Jones and those other people did. They were like, oh.
I think it was in Time, too, right?
So, yeah, one of the... I don't know, it's ridiculous. Anyway, enough talk about that dude. Let's get to your black metal song of the week.
Today's black metal song of the week is Oathbreaker.
I don't know if you did this intentionally.
I did.
Yeah, okay, you did.
This just Oathbreaker.
Because somebody gave an oath and immediately broke it.
Yesterday and broke it essentially immediately. It's Oathbreaker, second son of R, Oathbreaker, Danish band, kind of black metal, hardcore, lead singer Caro Tamagach.
From Belgium.
Does the... Belgium?
Yep.
Does the... sorry. Does the... both the sung and the screamed vocals, and it's just like... And I was kind of picking through songs for Black Metal Song of the Week. It's just one of those songs where you're like getting the vocals, and it's what drew me to this genre of music, where it's like, yeah, yeah! And it's like, really, you can feel the emotion. This is Other Son of R by Oathbreaker. It's fantastic. Black Metal Song of the Week.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Yes, that was The Unseen here on Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was their track Weapons of Mass Deception off of State of Discontent. Before that, you heard the Street Dogs singing about what else but unions. That was their slightly altered cover of Billy Bragg's There's Power in a Union off of Fading American Dream. And we kicked off that little set with Matt's choice for Black Metal Song of the Week. That was Oathbreaker, Second Son of R. Of Rhea.
Pretty good, right?
That was very good.
Thanks.
As always, exquisite taste in black metal. So we are about to go into hibernation.
Yeah.
Because, A, we don't have my schedule's to blame for changing time slots, but we also still don't have access to the station. We can't have Donnelly keep coming down every morning.
That's not fair.
And when the phone doesn't work like today.
The people don't want you to hear the show.
We weren't just angry about politics.
Yeah.
At least I was quite frustrated about the show.
You're always more fired up than me, but...
But, yeah, that's true. So, we're going to go into hibernation for a few weeks. At some point, there might be a meeting. We'll get the change time slots, and we're shooting for Saturday mornings. But stay tuned on Brutal Brunch Radio on Facebook. Or the Brutal Brunch Twitter handle. You can also follow us individually. I'm at Boxman37. Matt is...
SnoodDude7.
How do you spell Snood Dude?
SnoodDood. The number 7.
Yes, there you go. And stay tuned because we will announce when we'll be back. Probably be a shorter show as well. But anyway, we aren't done completely.
No, never.
Stay tuned. That has been our cathartic show of anger.
Oh, it was fun.
But wasn't we did get some Massachusetts band in there. We had Street Dogs on scene.
Yeah.
Parenada.
Wearing a Street Dogs shirt.
I do have the Street Dogs sweatshirt on her. Then we also represented Germany / Sweden, which we're about to do again.
Yeah.
The UK... Band from Australia, White Lung, right? Early New Zealand.
White Lung
I can never
from
keep
Australia.
A streak. We had Oathbreaker from Belgium. We had the Sex Pistols. We had Sepultura representing Brazil.
Sepultura.
And so fantastic mix. We'll post this playlist and we'll post a.
I do like the reactions to the playlist song. Where people are like, this is wild.
I know. Some people get real super amped about it.
This
great.
Playlist goes all over the place.
All right. So we are going to play you out with another Arch Enemy track.
Yes.
Before we get to that, again, you've been listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Keep up the energy from yesterday and the spirit from yesterday.
Yeah.
We're not going to plug certain organizations, but what you can do is you can join things. You can donate to ACLU.
You can donate to the ACLU.
Or Planned Parenthood or other organizations like that you believe in, regardless of your ideology. Don't just sit there and whine about it on Facebook or post memes.
Keep your eye on the news.
Or funny tweets. Yeah, stay woke.
Stay woke.
And, yeah, good luck the next 4 years if it's that long. If the world doesn't end before then. Until it does, stay brutal. And here is Arch Enemy. Special request from Matt.
Yeah, as soon as I hear them, I'm like, I need to hear this song now.
Arch Enemy, I Am Legend / Out for Blood off of Doomsday Machine.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
Yes.
Have a great week. We'll catch you on the flip side sometime. Goodbye.
Out for Blood!